Right now, panel, time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Roxanne, the Tea Partiers weren't the only protesters in Washington last weekend. There's also a huge rally for immigration, where a counter-protester got into a tussle with whom?
A mascot?
No.
A fountain?
No.
Was it an inanimate object?
No, they were quite animate, although silent.
Animate but silent. I'm going to need a hint.
Well, police had no trouble tracking them because of their white faces, striped shirts, and berets.
Mimes?
It was an immigration throwdown. When anti-immigration activist Roy Beck left his home on Sunday, he knew he'd encounter thousands of immigrants and pro-immigrant protesters marching around the mall, but he never expected a hostile troop of female mimes. Beck says they harassed and insulted him and his bodyguards with, quote, crushing physical intimidation, unquote. First, we suspect by placing them in invisible boxes. Then blowing them backwards with imaginary winds. This is true. One of the bodyguards got fed up with the mimes, took out a knife, and started popping their balloons, leading to his arrest on assault charges. The crafty mimes, however, eluded the cops by climbing an invisible ladder they'd brought with them to freedom.
Were these French mimes?
No. These were all American mimes. This has totally got to destroy your cred when you go to, like, the anti-immigrant meetings. Like, well, what happened to you at the protest? We didn't see you there. It's like, yeah, well, I was chased away by... Well, who? By, you know, La Raza? By roving gangs? Well, no, by mimes. But they made these faces at me, and they were so cruel.
Now, on the list of protesters that I would pick, mimes would be very low because I would consider them relatively ineffectual.
Well, and as a security force,
No. Haven't
seriously.
You ever read Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals? He says, always bring mimes.